Bridget.
Good day, Bridget. This is D.L. Wallace with Success Training Institute. How are you?
I am indeed.
Now we are. I'm in Texas, so everybody in our state's on shutdown. We can't go anywhere right now.
Oh my goodness! Well, our governor held out as long as he could in true Southern fashion, and we're really still not on lockdown. It's a work at home, stay at home, and so we have been coming to the office and. Tomorrow will be our first day, not because our boss said we had to, but tomorrow will be our first day working from home. So right now I'm still in the office.
Hey, look at that. Now I'll tell you, that's something to be said about the great state of South Carolina.
Oh, well, we're not so sure, but anyway, South Carolina is unique.
I love it. Well, I hope that you've had a chance to take a look at some of the information that Chelsea sent you.
Yes, I have. I sure have.
Wonderful, wonderful. We want to answer any questions that you might have so we can help find a way that we can be of assistance to the youth in your area. Excellent. Well, our virtual internship program has indeed been a hit for colleges and universities all over the country. Texas being so spread out, you know, if you got a college town, then usually there are not a lot of businesses in that town and thus not a lot of opportunities for internship. So what we did was created a program that's registered at over 380 colleges and universities across the country. And we took then a watered down version of that to make it something accessible for we OA youth participants. So when we built the 14 elements, we knew that they were going to need workplace preparation. Now we know that we can't provide them the specific intern that they want. However, they get to go online, they do gain work experience, they get projects, they get assignments, they get opportunities to engage in their soft skills certification training while they're there and earn certifications. They interview online, they apply online. It's the whole experience that a person would get, except it's all done virtually. And it has been a hit for even those We OA youth participants. We're working with a group in Louisiana in that New Orleans parish has been hit very, very hard by the COVID-19.
Yeah.
Their kids love it because they feel like they are doing something that's college level, even though they may be far from a college student. We actually have a success syllabus built into it. It gives them week by week what they're supposed to do, the classes they're supposed to take online, the projects they're supposed to work, the communication skills they're supposed to improve. It does it all, and it also includes a pre-assessment, so we know where everyone is, and a post-assessment, and you get access to all the data. So in addition to that program, we also have a built-in component that is adult mentoring. Success Training Institute is in partnership with one of the largest Baptist organizations in the United States, the National Baptist Convention of America. They've got more than 12,000 churches all together in their ecosystem. And many of them volunteer to do distance mentorship, or what we call mobile mentorship, for all the interns in the program. It's
on.
Yes, it's and everyone seems to love it. They are able to connect with them online. They can see their progress. They give them kudos and different things, all via the system that we've created. And we've replicated the platform to turn it into what you know as the 14 elements.
Now, what do you, tell me again, that was the national,
The National Baptist Convention of America is consists of thousands of churches in Baptist churches across the nation. They're in every state.
And
many of their pastors and ministers and such volunteer with us to assist in mentoring those individuals so that we do, and they help them in every way they can. So it gives them a good role model. Yes, they get great role models, and they've already had their background checks. They've already had all those types of things done. They're not required. It's not religious. They're not requiring them to go to church or pray with them. They're just guiding them along the way as they go through the program. It is. Yes, ma'am. So that's.
Okay. And then it's included in the virtual internship. It's a component of that as well.
Exactly right. It's a component of that.
Okay.
And we've worked to make it as robust as possible. You as all the workforce participants, the WEOA youth participants, they earn a certification for participating in the internship program. They earn soft skill certifications. And you don't have to add them to the system. You just have to send us the names and email addresses, and we make it turnkey and headache free.
Okay, well, what do you say? What do you say in answer to the fact that our students are not college graduates or college students?
Yes, we actually created this watered down version for WEOA youth participants. Some of the verbiage on the website on the 14 elements haven't been changed to show that, but it is watered down for that demographic, and they are aspiring. We want them to aspire, but of course we know many of them may never walk inside of a college classroom, but they will have viable work experience online, and they'll get viable training online that they can use for whatever job they might pursue.
Okay. In thinking about that, as I don't, understand this whole concept, this may be a stupid question, but can I assume that there's conversation with the youth, and they relay the type of career path that they are interested in, and does that play in at all to the type of internship experience that they have, or is it a general internship experience for everyone?
That's an awesome question, Bridget. No, a phenomenal question. In fact, it is a general internship experience. However, all of the participants get the opportunity to take a personality test and a soft skills assessment. The personality test shows them what managerial environment they'd be most suited for based on their current personality. And many times that sheds a lot of light on the WEOA participants' understanding of what they want to do. Somebody may say that they want to go and work construction, but then based on assessments and personality tests, they may discover that strict supervision is not what they respond to very well. So they may want to go into customer service where things are a little bit less stringent. So we do give them guidance as it pertains to where their personality and assessment matches as it relates to marketable skills, but the overall internship is more general. That's an area where we support the 14 element in that case, where as it relates to internship, and not necessarily meet it, because normally they'd be picking and choosing and you'd be trying to find somewhere for them to go. Oh, excellent. Excellent question, Bridget. All they need is a mobile device. That's all they need. Our platform is 100% mobile friendly. They can access it from a laptop or a computer if they desire, but it's mobile friendly. We send them the link. They click a link and their camera phone activates and it walks them through the process of how to interview online. And everything that they need is there. In addition, some of the other 14 elements that they acquire and gain certifications on through the internship program include leadership development, entrepreneurial development, and financial literacy. Yes, ma'am.
So when they complete that, then they receive the certification from Success Training.
They do get that certification. Yes.
Now, I know you know enough about, probably we owe it to know that it's not a certification that we can count as a nationally recognized, I guess. But we can use it as part of a portfolio, I guess, for that individual.
You most certainly can. We do understand that. So that will help them. And when it comes to workplace prep, they'll at least have the requisite skills necessary to keep a job once they get it. And that's our big goal. Mm-hmm. We want them to be able to go out, get a job, keep a job, or go to college if that's in their desire, and be more confident than they would normally be if they were just, you know, taking classes without having these requisite courses ahead of time.
Okay, I'm thinking about how expensive the time online would be to complete that many courses for their telephone contract, mobile contract. Is that something that we would, on our end, need to handle? I'm trying to think how your other people who work with you do that. Do they buy a mobile phone for their participants? Or?
You know, that's another great question. I'm going to use Louisiana as an example because I don't know if I ever saw the level of poverty in other states that I do in certain areas of Louisiana. They got some really rough places over there. Well, ironically, I think the number was in the high 90%, like 97% of their We Owe a Youth participants had a cell phone. Now, because, you know, in the day of Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all the stuff the kids are on, a cell phone has become almost as common as a pair of tennis shoes. They've got them. Now, the best part is the data on most cell phone plans is unlimited. Most plans now come with unlimited data. So if they can get on Instagram, then there is no more cost to them by getting on our platform than it would be by them getting on social media from their phone.
If they had an unlimited plan and your thought is that most of them do.
Most do, or they can even hit free Wi-Fi access accounts. Like, you know, if you go to a local Starbucks or whatever, wherever it might be, you've got access to Wi-Fi that doesn't go against your data. You know, so a lot of them do that. They'll hop on to a Wi-Fi code and they'll are able to get their classes. So originally, I thought that there would be very few of them that had cell phones. And to my surprise, all of the disadvantaged youth that we have one thing in common. They have a mobile device. It's amazing. It's amazing. They may not have food, Bridget, but they've got a mobile device.
Okay.
All right.
So, we're working with success training. Is it like a charge per person? And do you have access to all the elements, or if we just were interested in the internship component, it sounds like to me there's several of the other elements involved in that one.
Excellent question, Bridget. I'm going to tell you, you asked the best questions of anybody.
Oh, how about that? I'll tell my boss. That's
yes.
Get me a,
you,
a
you ask great questions. He'll give you some kudos, though. Okay. Here's what we discovered. You know, one of our goals is to make our platform as accessible to the masses as possible. Well, as a result, everyone that signs on, they'll get access to the entire platform. And for WIOA youth participants and local workforce boards, it's only $150 per person per year, and they can jump in anything they want. That gives them the ability, yes, $150 per person per year. And normally there is a minimum of 50 because most workforce boards have at least 50 that they're serving in their particular area to jump on. But if it were a little bit lower, it's okay. But if it were higher, your price is $150 flat rate. And the other thing about it is we don't penalize you if you have a WIOA youth participant that gets on and they never take a class, they never launch a course, they have access to it, but they just don't have whatever it takes to just hit the button and start taking classes, then you get to, we call that reloading. We can replace that participant with another participant at no additional cost to you.
Can you do like a trial? Can we select the student who we believe would, you know, give us a good assessment of how this works for them? And so I wouldn't have to do 50, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. If we can let someone try it,
excellent question. Excellent question. Okay, we do have pilot programs available.
There we go, pilot.
Yes, ma'am. I'm telling you, Bridget, you spot on. We have pilot programs available. A pilot program is a minimum of 15 because you want to get a sample size to be able to determine, you know, various things, either based on area, age, whatever the case may be. So it's 15 people if you just wanted to do a pilot, and it's $200 per person, and that gives you the ability to do a 15-person pilot. Now, Louisiana State University, LSU, conducts all of our third-party research on pilot programs that we do in their state. And we've got demographic studies now, you know, feedback now. We know what the average youth participant is going to be most excited about. We also work with the ABOD population as well in many states. So we'll, if you have a sample size of 15 that you put on, then you can also do data based on gender. You can do data based on length of time in the program that they that they've been connected to a WIOA youth program. You can do it based on education. Did this person complete 10th grade, 12th grade, all of that? So if we have a sample size of at least 15, it gives us enough data to assist you in determining how viable it would be across your state. Absolutely, we can. We'll give you studies conducted from workforce boards that they've done individual surveys on, all third-party stuff, and the workforce commissions that we work with have done surveys. So I will definitely give you over a survey that's been conducted from people that are in your demographic, and they're going to be more ABOD youth, but the ABOD youth they really focus on are the same as the WIOA youth participant.
Okay. So, have you by chance worked with any workforce boards in South Carolina yet?
I don't know, Bridget, because my job is to sit down and talk to everybody that they tell me to talk to. So while I'm talking to you, there are 11 other people in our organization that are having these same kinds of conversations, particularly since the national emergency has taken place. Everyone across the country wants to find out how can they help WIOA youth online. And they probably should have had these thoughts anyway, but the one thing this pandemic has done, it's given everybody an ability to think outside the box and say, what do we do to help all the people if they can't get to a facility? How do we help them on their mobile devices? And that's what created such a demand. So we may be, but I can't say that 100% because I don't know.
Okay. How long have you all, I didn't do this research and I should have. How long has Success Institute been in business?
Success Training Institute is an education technology company. We were founded in 2013. And won the Education Technology Company of the Year in 2017. We work with colleges, universities all across the United States. So we've been in business now for a little over 6 years. And from a success rate perspective, we're a sole source provider, the only ones that put together complete curriculums for organizations. And we can even private label. We can create the universities that use our program, many of them use it under a private label, so it looks like them, but in the back end, it's all of our content.
Right, okay.
So, so we do that with states and the whole nine, and we created the SIPS instructional method. We were the first company to create a soft skills assessment and an emotional intelligence assessment. So we're a social and emotional intelligence provider, and everyone on our team, Bridget, enjoys what we do because we see the gains we're making across the United States.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if I'm going to my boss now, said I've heard this, and I'm interested in a pilot program for 15.
Yep.
Let's say, is that something I could do? And that would be $10,000, and then we would decide which 15, and I would give you contact information, and then you said you all could, quote-unquote, take that information about our 15 and go with it, and then I assume then you would give us, like, management access for our program directors or case managers to then access how they're doing, a management portal, so to speak, where we could manage how they're doing?
Excellent questions. You'll get the opportunity to see all the data in the system in real time. You'll have a group of your 15, and you can assign people that are over those groups. Now, the system sends them email notifications whenever they have new courses available, new lessons launched, whenever they earn certifications. It also sends them a notification if they've been absent from the system for more than 3 days. They'll get an automatic notification. They do need to have an email address because that's one of the ways that it's communicated. But, of course, those are free and you can create them for anyone that doesn't have them. Other than that.
Yes, I think all fours would have that. Yes.
Excellent. So if they've got an email address and if they then they have the ability to take our courses and the system will communicate with them and you'll get access to the data in the aggregate as well as the individual data. So you would know how one individual did as compared to another, but you'd also know how the aggregate did as well.
And they would be on their own schedule, so to speak. It's individualized.
It is individualized.
We just need the data aggregately if we needed it.
That's exactly right. Each student gets an individualized learning plan. And when they get that learning plan, it tells them, based on their assessment, what courses they should begin with first. And it puts everybody on a learning track. They know these are the courses that I need to take within my internship experience, and this is how I'm going to progress through the system. And they'll have access for 1 year. We've had students who have gone through the program, gotten a job, and they kept taking certifications because they wanted to keep their job.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped them quite a bit.
Okay. And they got a job. You mean, I'm trying to think virtually. You mean outside of the virtual environment, they got a quote-unquote real job, but continue through this account for a year to improve their skills.
Exactly. That's exactly right. They were confident enough to apply, and they got more emotionally sound. And one of the things our courses are designed to do, Bridget, is it's designed to increase their confidence, their self-esteem, their empathy, their awareness of their environment, their ability to embrace constructive feedback, because most of what they go through is emotional. It's not academic. If they were emotionally strong, they wouldn't quit as much as they did and wouldn't get so angry and so combative. So we work on those elements through the lessons, and then they end up getting the confidence to get a job, and they start keeping the lessons. And every lesson in the library is broken down into 8 minutes or less. That's the other good thing about it. It appeals to the average adult attention span, and they can get a job on their lunch break now. They're taking a class, and they're just excited about professional development and continuing to grow.
Okay, so the human contact that this program provides is through the mentoring component, correct?
It is. And it is just through the mentoring component. Exactly right.
And will the mentor know how they are progressing? Will they have that knowledge?
They will. They'll have, we send the mentor their certifications that they earn and the number of lessons they've completed in a given week. So let's say if they have only completed one lesson when the average student should have completed, or average student completed seven lessons, then the mentor will send an email to the We Owe You participant. Hey, we want to make sure that you're engaged and encouraged. I saw that you took one lesson. Great job. Maybe you take some more next week, and we start working on how you can do that. And we've got a group feature within the system that allows them to connect with one another virtually.
Okay, so the mentor and the student would not necessarily have phone calls. It would be, or is that, they connect by email?
Yeah, they connect through the system and via email. That way we have the ability to track all the communications and contact. Okay, great question, Bridget. In our system, there are functions that allow for you to talk to someone because they all have a user profile. And similar to how I'm going to say on many social media accounts, people can connect with each other virtually within the system. So as opposed to sending an email, they could send a message that all they have to do is when they log on to their platform, they'll see you have a new message. So that if they're not checking their email, they'll still see the message in the system. And the part that does go to their cell phones is we have what we call mobile mentorship podcasts. This is when various mentors in our system record an audio podcast and it's consecutive days that then go to the We Owe You participant that they're assigned to. The message comes from the system, but it's from their mentor, and they get it on their cell phone.
Okay, so it is a personal mentorship, so to speak. John knows that his mentor is Mr. Phillips, and Mr. Phillips truly knows, he's a real person and truly knows how, John is doing.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly right.
Okay. It's a live person, but they can communicate by messaging, by email, and by podcast.
Yes, 100%. Bridget, I'm telling you, you know your stuff. We send you over an invoice, and the invoice would be for 15 times 200, and then you send us your payment. Then you send us your email addresses and names of the We Owe Youth participants. We then get them set up in the system. They'll receive a welcome email, and everything begins to go like an autopilot from there. Absolutely, we can. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm thinking she's going to ask me for that. let's see. And references, and maybe you had mentioned maybe you could send me some results of a previous pilot program, something like that.
I can. I will send you
information and research.
Yes, I will send you research from the Louisiana Workforce Commission on the ABOD youth population, and I'll make sure that Chelsea gets that over to you today. So what I owe you is three things. One, I'll give you some a reference from, we'll give you a couple of references that you can contact. Then we'll also get you the survey so that you can see the results of how youth engage with our program and what they think about it. Then I will send you over the invoice for the 15 at 200. And then once you've got that, you should be all set to go. The Louisiana Workforce Commission, I'm going to send you the surveys they conducted on their ABOD youth program on the pilot, and they were working with demographics between the ages of 16 and 24.
Okay, yes, that would be perfect.
Yes, so I'm going to send you that. And Yeah, it does.
Other groups that work with you, kind of like a listing.
I will definitely see if I can get you one of those. A We Owe a Group listing. I'll see if I can do that.
And I'd be satisfied. I would like We Owe a, but I'm not disinterested in your ABOD, you know, experience as well. Because like you say, it's probably, especially if it's that age group, going to be so similar.
Yes, it is. Very similar. And we also work with complementary agencies like DCFS, because DCFS refers to the workforce. A lot of their SNAP recipients, they refer them to the workforce if they're in that ABOD population.
Okay. Yes.
Glad to help any way I can. So I will send over the information to you, Bridget. And listen, it has been a joy talking to you.
Same here. And your name again, was it DL
It's DL Wallace.
DL.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Wallace. I have enjoyed speaking with you as well. This is very interesting and, like you say, very timely, as we're kind of wondering what can we do with our participants in this environment of social distancing and knowing that they want to go to work.
Yeah.
But if we can tell them you're participating in an internship, virtual internship, I think that would be wonderful. So thank you as well.
All righty. Well, I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to working with you. And you'll get the information that you need from us today.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.